Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be listening to some new releases and recent releases that I happened to pick up over the last little while. And we're starting off with music from Mike Nock, a beautiful piano player that I've played previously on my show. This has got to be one of my favorite CDs from 1994. It's called Touch, and it's released on the Birdland label. And I thought we'd listen to a track called Variations on Pachelbel's Canon. This recording was made in Australia in 1993, and it's a definite must-have. Some beautiful solo work here from pianist Mike Nock on In Transition. Thank you. beautiful music from pianist Mike Nock, and that was a song called Variations on Pachelbel's Canon, taken from his CD called Touch. Right now we're going to listen to some music from the great trumpet player Nat Adderley. This is a beautiful recording that he made for the Challenge Records label, and it's called Good Company, and he certainly is in good company on this CD. We've got Antonio Hart on alto sax, Rob Bargad on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and the legendary drummer Jimmy Cobb, the guy who held down the fort for Miles Davis's classic quintet of the 1950s. Here's a song called Warzone, and it's written by pianist Rob Bargad. Thank you. Here's music from pianist Pamela Wise from the United States. She has a CD out called Sango Festividad, and it features Jerry Gonzalez, who was here last summer at the Ottawa Jazz Festival with his Fort Apache band. This particular CD was released on the Wenha label, and a recording was made March 7th, 1994. It features Jerry Gonzalez on congas, timbales, and flugelhorn, as well as Wendell Harrison, a beautiful player from the Detroit area, on clarinet and tenor sax. Again, the song we're going to listen to is called Hasta Manana, and the name of the artist is Pamela Wise, beautiful pianist from the United States. The CD is called Sango Festividad. Thank you. Music from a great duo by the name of Jerry Weldon and Bobby Forrester, and that was a song entitled Five. Actually, the name of the album is called 5x5. That was BNT Blues. And if any of you out there had a chance to see the movie Bright Lights, Big City, you might remember that song was featured in a club scene where Michael J. Fox was featured in the film. Again, that was called BNT Blues, and it features Jerry Weldon on tenor sax, Bobby Forrester on Hammond organ, Clarence Tootsie Bean on drums, John Hart on guitar, and Daniel Sadonick on percussion. Beautiful album, released on the, let me see, I think it's the Cat's Paw label out of the States. That's right, and the name of the album is called 5x5. You might want to check that one out. If you're into earthy, gutsy, bluesy jazz, that's the right one for you. Before that, we listened to music from Pamela Weiss and a song called Hasta Manana from her beautiful CD called Songo Festividad. Right now, we're going to listen to some music from the great tenor sax player Charles McPherson from his album, First Flight Out. We're going to listen to a song entitled Karen, and this is dedicated to our station manager, Karen McCarg. And it features Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn, Michael Weiss on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and some fine drumming from Victor Lewis. Here again is a song written by Charles McPherson entitled Karen.
Located at 191 Somerset East is the place to go when you're in the mood to head south. Coyote's specializes in authentic southern style cooking, from crawfish and blackened chicken to their truly Mexican dishes and Tex-Mex chili. Coyote's has both lunch and dinner menus that are generous in portions but lean on price. Coyote's also offers your favorite drinks in economical pitchers. Visit Coyote's for a dining experience you won't forget. And rest assured, you'll tell your friends. Coyote's, 191 Somerset East, next to the University of Ottawa.
Fly By Night features a wide spectrum of exciting and innovative highlights from the world of modern jazz. Join us on alternate Monday nights from 12 to 2 for an insider's look at the musicians and their landmark recordings that shaped the music and made jazz what it is today. That's Fly By Night on CHUO FM 89.1 with your host Dave Mock on alternate Mondays from midnight to 2.
Here's music now from a bassist of considerable talent. His name is Jimmy Earle, and he might not be well known to too many people. He got his start in 1986. He was discovered by the great bassist Stanley Clark, ended up touring the world and also playing on Clark's 1988 release, If This Bass Could Only Talk. Jimmy also toured with Joe Sample and the Crusaders, and vocalists Angela Bofill and Jennifer Rush. In 1989, Jimmy played jazz and blues on the road with guitar great Larry Carlton. He then moved to Los Angeles in 1988 and was in very, very great demand as a session musician. He also played with Dave Weckl and Frank Gambale, as well as Alan Holdsworth and Chick Corea. This album that I'm featuring this afternoon doesn't have a name yet. It's a promo copy that I received, and I'm not sure what the name is going to be. Actually, this CD came directly to me from Hotwire Records in Germany. And again, all you have to remember is the name of the bassist. His name is Jimmy Earle. If you ever happen to see any of his CDs in the store, you might want to check it out. I thought we'd listen to a track called Falling Grace. This is bassist Jimmy Earle on In Transition.
Thank you. Thank you.
beautiful music there from pianist Ray Sherman, and that was a song called Thou Swell, taken from his album Ray Sherman at the Keyboard, released on the Arbors Records label out of Florida, if you want to check that one out. It's a good album. He's been around for quite a while, and what makes this album unique is that he plays every instrument on here. He's mostly known as a pianist, but on here he plays vibes, guitar, tenor sax, flugelhorn, and a full string section, and he does that with the aid of his computer and some MIDI technology. Again, that was Ray Sherman at the Keyboard and Thou Swell. Well, if you're not doing anything this weekend, you might want to check out Take 5. There's a great band playing there this week. We've got Kevin Turcotte on trumpet, Rob Frains on sax, John Gege on bass, and Jean Martin on drums. They're going to be appearing there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening. And you might want to check them out. Some very fine Canadian talent occupying Take 5's Jazz Cafe this weekend. Again, the dates are April 27th to the 29th. And Kevin Turcotte has been in Ottawa for quite a while, mostly at the Ottawa Jazz Festival, playing some great jazz with some of the finer Canadian bands around the country. So you might want to check that out. Right now we're going to listen to some music from the Kenny Hadley Big Band. But before we get to that, I just want to mention that you're listening to In Transition, and my name is Randy McElligott. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. This is the Kenny Hadley Big Band, and one of my favorite songs by Jimmy Heath. This is Gingerbread Boy.
in rhythm. Rest my love, let nothing wake you till the light. Stars dance while the shadows creep. The moon man's gonna swing you up high, swing you to sleep. In my lullaby and rhythm, creepy dreams and wander with them. Sandman's gonna come and make you sleep good night. My lullaby and rhythm. Dream your dreams and wander with them. Evening drums will come and take you through the night. Stars dance while the shadows creep. Well, that moon man's gonna swing you up high, swing you to sleep. Hear my lullaby and rhythm. Drink your dreams and wander with them. Sandman's gonna come and make you sleep. Good night. Sleep. Good night.
We just heard a great, beautiful recording there. I think that's got to be the loveliest version of Blue and Green that I've ever heard. That was from pianist Daryl Grant, and that's from his latest CD entitled Black Art. And from all accounts, I was talking to Daryl Grant a while back, and it looks like he'll be coming to Ottawa this summer as part of the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. At least that's what he's trying to organize. So we have something to look forward to, and I hope that when he does come, he does get a chance to do a solo recital, because that album that he released, Black Art, is a real gem and certainly one of the highlights of 1994. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO FM. We're going to continue now with more music from, actually, before we get to our next featured artist, I just want to remember that, just want to remind you that before Daryl Grant, we heard Gerard Corelli from his album Beautiful Dancer and a song called Lullaby in Rhythm. Right now we're going to listen to a killer album, and when I say killer, I mean killer. This is Morty Ferber. This is someone that I've never heard of before, and I picked the album up this week. It's called Mr. X, and featured on this album, we have a stellar lineup of great musicians, including Jack Dejanet, Eddie Gomez on bass, Nana Vasconcelos on percussion and voice, Brad Hatfield on piano, and Dave Liebman on soprano sax. A great lineup of featured talent here. I thought we'd listen to a track called Zipporah. It's a song written by Morty Ferber. Without further ado, this is Morty Ferber from the album Mr. X on In Transition.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music from a band out of the States known as Gongzilla, featuring ex-members of the French band Gong from the the mid to late 70s, early 80s. Benoit Morlaix, Alan Holsworth on guitar, Bon Lazaiga on guitar as well, Hansford Rowe on bass. Vic Stevens is also featured on this CD. It's released on Lolo Records, and the name of the album is called Suffer, and the name of the band is called Gongzilla. Great, inspiring music. Very interesting music, and if you've ever listened to the band Gong, they had very intricate rhythms and very unique ways of playing it. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. We're going to continue now with music from a 61 or 62 recording of the great pianist and singer Otis Spann. This is a recording that he made for the Candid label, and this goes out to Gordon Bennett. I believe Gordon has played this song before. Not by Otis Spann, but by someone else, and I can't remember who. It's a song written by Cow Cow Davenport, and it's called Cow Cow Blues.
Thank you.
Very, very interesting and intricate music there from Mali Mahmoud Gania with Pharoah Sanders on tenor sax. That was The Trance of Seven. Actually, the name of the album is called The Trance of Seven Colors. And the song that we just heard was Balam Musaka. A beautiful album released on the Axiom label. It's getting a lot of airplay in the States and a lot of critical acclaim. And Pharoah Sanders really shines on this CD from Mali Mahmoud Gania. And again, the name of the album is called The Trance of Seven Colors. Right now, we're going to listen to some music from drummer Steve Uten. And this is a song written by the great bassist Charlie Hayden. It's called Sunday at the Hillcrest. And the name of the album is simply called Steve Uten. It's released on the Blue Moon label. And it features some great musicians on here. Some very fine talent indeed. So let's get started with Charlie Hayden's composition, Sunday at the Hillcrest. Thank you. Someone who's known mostly for his tenor and alto sax work, that was Tony Campisi from his beautiful CD called Ballads, Blues, Bebop, and Beyond, released on the Hard Music label. We listened to a wonderful reading of a Horace Silver composition entitled Peace, and it featured Tony on flute this time rather than sax, with some fine accompaniment from Eric Avinger. It's either Eric Avinger or Mitch Watkins on guitar. Also featured on the album, we've got Dennis Dodson on trumpet, John Mills on tenor and baritone sax, and various pianists, including Joel LoCascio, who I featured, I think it was last week or the week before, Sandy Allen and Doug Hall also on piano, Evan Arredondo, Chris Marsh, and Dave Morgan on bass, and A.D. Mannion and Steve Summer share the drum seat. Again, the name of the album is called Ballads, Blues, Bebop, and Beyond, and the name of the artist is the wonderful musician Tony Campisi, who I've played several times on my show, and I hope that we do get him here in Ottawa for the Ottawa Jazz Festival. He's a wonderful person and a great musician. Right now, we're going to go to the Spirit of Life Ensemble and their version of Charlie Parker's Ornithology.
All cats standing on the corner, waiting for the chicks to get off this lake, so they gonna watch an old babe. You know I've got a cat like if you want to ride. Oh, you look too pretty by my side. I'll take you where you want to go, as long as you've got the bread. There's nothing more than to be said. So hurry across the street and catch a paycheck, and I'll be waiting here till you make it back. I couldn't leave if I wanted to. You know I'm out of gas and baby, it's up to you. Be back and show you as I ever do, except for me loving you. And on a biology's my tune.
Lovely version of the composition, In Love in Vain, song written by Leo Robin and Jerome Kern, and that was interpreted by pianist Stefan Carlson, featuring Rufus Reed on bass and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums and Richard Perry on tenor sax, released on the Justice label. A beautiful CD by this pianist, and the name of the album is called Below Zero, and it really swings from start to finish. And right now we're going to hear some really, really kicker music from Bill Holloman. I played this about 2 or 3 weeks ago on my show, and I had a couple of calls for it. It's taken from the Artist CD 95 sampler from the LA Sax Company based out of Chicago, and this is a song called Stompin' Part 2, and as I said a few weeks ago, I just wonder what part one sounds like. And we're going to follow that up with a song called Georgia. Blair has always been a very interesting musician to listen to, and that was a recording that he made for the Postcards label. It's called Synthesis, and it features Paul Blair on synthesizer and piano in a very interesting very interesting textures that Paul Blair creates. A very unique individual, hailing originally from Montreal, and again the name of the album is called Synthesis, two separate words. Right now, we're going to close out this afternoon's edition of In Transition with more music from pianist Daryl Grant from his excellent album Black Art, released on the Crisscross label. This is a standard that was penned by the great Cole Porter, and it's called What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you. Thank you.